thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Invitation of Allowing, comes from the audio program The Return Home, Essential Meditation Training for a Vital, Centered Life with Elena Brower. Here's what Christy Peoples, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
Slowing down long enough to make a habit of soulfully attending to life's details might seem hard to do in our busy lives, but Elena Brower makes the case a compelling one. To come home to yourself in the deepest way possible, breathe simply, be gentle, and allow. The practice of allowing is a layered one. It's the ability to shift into the neutral space of creativity and contemplative power. It's not about greasing the wheels of the status quo and ingrained patterns, but when properly engaged as a spiritual practice, allowing enables us to acknowledge our feelings without interfering with them. And it's in this process of noticing, of plunging ourselves into this experience, no matter how tender and difficult, that we get moved closer to home, healing, greater intuition, and better communication. In this excerpt, Elena shows us how we can enter into a state of meditative mind and come to know the sensitive space for ourselves, within ourselves, that sacred communion in the heart of all that is, home.
You can download the entire program, The Return Home, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, The Invitation of Allowing, with Elena Brower.
What is allowing, and how can you practice it? In our first two sessions, you learned how to easily attune to your home frequency. And you learned movements to find your center efficiently in order to attune well to others. In this session, we'll define the word allowing. And we'll start by elucidating the opposite of allowing. Fear, anxiety, anger, sadness, judgment. All of these qualities and states block us from allowing. Allowing might be the act of making space within yourself for others to experience deep and abiding happiness. Allowing might be the act of making space within yourself for you to be profoundly happy within yourself. To allow is formally defined as 1. To admit an event or activity as legal or acceptable. 2. To give the necessary time or opportunity for. In this context, we are attuning to our home frequency and then allowing what is currently present to exist without resisting it, which only causes more pain for ourselves and others. Our resistances are any way in which we sabotage ourselves or others, or stop the flow of energy in a relationship or context. The act of consciously allowing affirms our role in bringing harmony in some small or big way with our relations as well as our environments. There is a physiology to the act of allowing, which you can feel. When we shift into the meditative neutral mind, which we can do even now, slow down your breathing and listen to the flow of your breathing very slowly and carefully. We begin to become more likely to allow what's true to be true. Even if we don't agree with the way things are, when we breathe slowly in order to shift into this meditative neutral mind, as you're doing right now, your nervous system can relax. Your parasympathetic nervous system is overriding reactivity, and it's enabling you in this moment to shift into that neutral space as you breathe slowly, where creativity and problem solving are at the forefront. Allowing takes us into a state of contemplation, a non-reactive, absolutely perceptive state with no resistance. To prepare for the practice of allowing, let's do a quick check of our posture and stress level. As Dee Coulter aptly points out in her book, Original Mind, as we think and work, we often slip into frozen postures without realizing it. And before long, these tense muscles can cause a buildup of stress hormones that interferes with our capacity to focus. One of the most inspiring practices of allowing for me has been Satnam Rasayan. It's a healing modality that has held my attention for over a decade and invites what's known as the meditative mind. The meditative mind isn't the negative mind that discriminates, nor is it the positive mind that acts. The meditative mind is that neutral mind with which we began this session. The mind that observes both and calmly chooses. This is the natural state of the mind, prior to opinion, prior to conditioning, prior to attractions, repulsions, and reactions. When we're able to remember this natural, neutral, meditative mind and project it through the discipline of practice, we're able to see past all of the distractions of our existence for glimpses of time, to allow what's known as the sensitive space by freeing ourselves of resistances. Resistances in this practice are our judgments, our thoughts, our unconscious projections, and our assumptions. Satnam Rasayan is a way to increase our capacity for extending experience, for containing what happens. How do we practice arriving in the meditative or neutral mind? In Sanskrit, Satnam Rasayan means, quote, deep relaxation in the divine name, or, quote, abandoning oneself to the essence of true identity. As Gurudev Singh teaches in his book, Satnam Rasayan, the practice uses purely awareness to heal. The state of consciousness needed to bring about healing is known as the sacred space, passed down in silence for centuries, based only on our ability to feel. This practice is available to all of us. Take a moment here. Whatever you're doing, whether you're working, you're driving, you're just listening, notice if you have any resistances at all, either within yourself or around you. Are there any noises? Anything in my voice? Anything close by to you that feels in some way as though you have a resistance to it? The total of all the feelings that you're experiencing right now, if you're holding the intention to heal in some way, is known as the sensitive space. Feelings enable us to relate to something by simply feeling what we feel when we direct our awareness to an object, an event, or a person. This will help us to relate to our friends, colleagues, family, partners, even pets in better ways. By acknowledging and allowing our feelings, that is, by not interfering with them, we modify, ameliorate, or help move the situation or the person in a healing direction. Note, we're allowing our own feelings, We're noticing them and plunging ourselves into the realm of sensitivity, intuition, and communication, which invariably leads to transformation of everything and everyone in that space. In the first level of Satnam Rasayan, you'll allow whatever you feel, just as you have. And by allowing, I mean being aware of feelings without judging them or making mental presuppositions of any kind. The work consists of so simply perceiving what you feel at each moment, whether it's a tingling in your hand or a pain in your head, and allowing this feeling to occur without judging or changing it. Once all feelings are allowed, you'll notice that other feelings will appear, revealing the existence of an unbounded, sensitive universe. And just after we practice some breathing, we will practice becoming internally silent, the opposite of focusing or concentrating, just listening, so that we can note all of our feelings and help heal.